Joining us on the fan line, I have a special place in my heart for Mankato. I lived in Mankato for 5 years, did radio and TV in Mankato before I came to Sioux Falls before 86. And so always interested to find out stuff that happens out of Mankato. And one of those is certainly very interesting. We've talked about the story about Todd Hoffner, the former football coach at Mankato State or Minnesota State Mankato. And of course, the child pornography charges that were filed against him 2 years ago, later dropped. Judge said they never should have even been filed. And then an arbitrator last week rules that Mankato State was wrong and that they should bring him back. And apparently, according to Chad Currier, who joins us now on the fan line, that is Coach Hoffner going to make an announcement tomorrow of maybe coming back to Mankato?
Well, he's holding a press conference tomorrow at 3 o'clock at his Twin Cities law firm office. And apparently that's going to be the deal. The arbiter ruled last week that he should have never been fired. Minnesota State should rehire him, wipe his record clean, give him a fresh 4-year contract. If Todd decides to stay at Minot, Minnesota State's on the hook for the difference in salary, which to me looks like about $15,000 a year. Right now, Coach Hoffner's got all the cards, and I think there's a lot of nervous people at Minnesota State not going to sleep well tonight.
What would the benefit of Todd Hoffner going back to Mankato be after everything that had happened to him?
Well, from his perspective, I think you have to start this whole conversation with he was wronged. I think after the judge dropped the charges, there was still a lot of talk around here about, well, there were some other reasons they fired him. They wouldn't say what, but there was just a sense that there must be more to it. Well, now that the arbitrators showed why MSU fired him, for a bunch of real petty reasons, now it's clear that he was wrong. Okay, so if he comes back to Mankato, I would think in his mind, he wipes the slate clean. If he wants to stick it to Minnesota State, certainly he can do that because it would really reshuffle everything here. But I think maybe from his perspective, his wife has a good job here. His kids have been in the schools here. I believe his wife still lives here. I think they still have a house in Eagle Lake, although I know at one point that was for sale, and Eagle Lake's a small community not far from Mankato. Mm-hmm. So if he stays, if he wants to come back here, I think he looks at maybe, you know, this is where he should be. I mean, it's clearly a better job professionally. Minot State is making some improvements in their program, and someday they might rise to the top of the Northern Sun. But right now, clearly Mankato is one of the top two programs, I think, in the conference. So if he comes back here, it probably for me or for him, it would be a sense of this is where I should be.
So this is the head football coaching position is Todd Hoffner's if he so chooses to take it back. Is that correct?
That's what I understand the arbiter's ruling is, and I think that's binding. I don't think there's any more maneuvering Minnesota State can do on this one.
So what happens to Aaron Keene, the current head coach? What would happen to him?
Well, he's under contract. He was given, I believe, a 4-year contract before last year. So he, in theory, would go back to what his title previously was offensive coordinator, associate head coach. So from that perspective, he would resume that role. But there's clearly been some conflict here. I'm not sure how Todd feels about it, but I know some people around Todd felt like Aaron didn't give enough credit to Todd for the success they've had over the last couple of years. And to Aaron, on Aaron's side, he was told not to discuss the Hoffner situation outside of the university. So I think there's some hard feelings there, so I don't think the two can coexist.
What about the alumni, the people in Mankato? What are their thoughts of Todd Hoffner? Do they like Todd, or is it a divided community?
I think there's certainly people on both sides. I know Todd has his core of supporters here, and I've talked to a couple of them, and they think he's coming back. Then you talk to some other people who are more, say, football supporters more so than the coach supporters, and they're just saying, you know, look what's happened the last couple of years. The program's in such good shape. But I don't think anybody wishes ill for Todd Hoffner because he was wronged in this whole process, but I think there's a lot of people here would just hope the status quo stays.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, we've been following the story here in Sioux Falls ever since that day he was let off in handcuffs there in practice. And we have said from the get-go that there was no reason that even charges should have been filed on this. So we've always said all along that Hoffner should have never been dismissed. But now that – and then when he went to Minot, we felt that, hey, he's got a breath of fresh air. And now this would be an amazing turn if he decides to come back to Mankato.
Yeah, I think one of the problems he faces there is, I don't know if you saw the transcript from his press conference at Minot, but he was talking about how much loyalty meant to him and how grateful he was to Minot for giving him a chance, and he would do whatever he could to build that program to reward their loyalty. So, I mean, if he bails out of Minot right now, that probably wouldn't look the best for him. Mm-hmm. But again, I mean, none of us can imagine what he's been through for the last year and a half or 2 years, whatever it's been now.
Totally agree.
So for anybody to say, this is what you should do, mm-hmm. we just have to stop. We just have to stop talking. It's his decision. His life has been affected, and he's the only one that knows what he should do.
Where was he reassigned? What administrative office was Todd Hoffner reassigned to when he was at Mankato?
What they've done with a couple of coaches who were, for more or less, were fired, and they did it with Ann Walker, a basketball coach, women's basketball coach here a few years ago, and Jeff Visner, a women's hockey coach, even Troy Judding, the men's hockey coach. When they were essentially fired but still had time left in their contract, they were made assistant athletic directors in charge of, ?
Yeah.
And so each one was given a role. Like Ann Walker was put in charge of raising money for women's athletics, and Troy Judding, had he stayed here, was in charge of raising money for the men's programs, and, kind of real vague job descriptions, but it is, essentially, it was just to pay off, to get something out of him while they paid off the remainder of their contract. And Todd's was the same. He was supposedly going to be raising money for the outdoor facilities renovations here that they've talked about making. And, a lot of stuff that you know it's not really happening, but you have to do something to justify the paycheck.
It sounded like there was friction in that office that he was reassigned to. What about the athletic department when all of this came down? Chad, what was the feeling? What kind of support did Todd Hoffner have from the athletic department?
Well, it's strange. And another thing that should be pointed out about this is really a misconception is this is above the athletic department. A lot of people want to talk about the athletic director being a part of this, and this is completely over his job here. This is coming from the top of the administration. So the athletic department is kind of out of this. And in the way the campus is set up here, the football program is off in another building away from most of the other coaches. There's not a lot of, people don't interact a lot with the other coaches. And Todd had his friends, and he had his people that he put off, like every coach. I mean, every coach, no matter what they say, they want something for their program, and that's going to come at the expense of somebody else's program. So in that respect, they're all kind of the same. But Todd didn't have a lot of respect, didn't have a lot of coaches going to bat for him just because there's not a lot of interaction there. And,
sure.
And Todd just kind of stayed to himself. He's not unfriendly, but he just wasn't, mixing in with the rest of the coaches
sure.
quite so much.
And his relationship with the AD is okay?
I think it was okay because Kevin Beisman gave him a new contract, just a few months before all this happened.
Yep.
And certainly the results on the field were good.
That's right.
Todd had gotten the program into the national tournament, and it was building a nice program.
We remember Todd when he was down at USD here in Vermilion. When he was down there before he went to Mankato. So we've kind of followed Todd here for a few years.
Yeah, it's even when he came here, I remember some people that knew people at South Dakota that said Todd was a little tough to get along with just because he wasn't real outgoing. And I think that's kind of the same thing here. He just wasn't overly outgoing, and so people didn't build huge friendships within the department with him. But again, nothing really negative either.
Chad, what you've heard, 3:00 tomorrow, the news conference, and where's that news conference being held?
I think it's going to be at the law offices up in the Twin Cities, wherever his attorneys
wow.
are located, I think. Because I know the Minot guy has been in contact, and he he hopped on a train this morning for a trip from Minot to the Twin Cities so he can go to the press conference.
Hope the train gets there before 3 o'clock tomorrow.
A train in Minot. What is this, like the 40s?
Yeah. I tell you what, if I'm going to Minot from here, that's the only way I'm going unless it's flying, because I ain't going to drive.
No, I totally agree with you. Hey, Chad, thanks for the info. Great stuff. We follow you guys here in Sioux Falls, there at the Mankato Free Press.
And that's at 3 o'clock tomorrow that Todd's going to be making this announcement?
Yep. I am pretty sure it's 3 o'clock. I'm kind of out of the loop on the press conference. I'll be back here doing stuff maybe with the team or the university angle. So
we may be in touch, Chad. We may be in touch on this one. Just an amazing story. And you guys do great work there, Mankato. Keep up the great work, and we'll be in touch again.
All I can tell you is don't be shocked by anything that happens. Because if you knew what the next step of this story was going to be, you were wrong every time it took a turn.
I totally agree. Hey, Chad, thanks again. We'll talk again soon.
All right.
There he goes. Chad Currier, Mankato Free Press.